Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Teen Jesus Sisters podcast. My name is Ellie, I'm your host, and we're back for another Monday weekly episode talking about everything following Jesus as a student, as a teenager in high school, trying to just figure out my way through life with God. So today, we are going to be talking about true transformation. True change, systems that actually last, and how I plan to be applying these in my life. This all kind of got started quite a few years ago when I kind of dove into the realm of self-help. And, you know, when people talk about self-development, self-help, it's all about these little tips and tricks and mindsets about how to succeed in life, how to do this, how to do that. But more and more, I realized that the term self-help, it doesn't glorify God. You know, the principles of self-help, it's you trying to help yourself, you trying to better yourself on your own power for your own gain. And that isn't the way that I want to be living life. You know, so I've been trying lately to see, how do these ideas of self-development and this idea of trusting in God, how do these reconcile? How can I create lasting systems of change in my life that glorify God? Can I be developing these systems and habits that I see CEOs and entrepreneurs developing while also having such a faith-filled life where you journey out with courage and do what God has set forward for you, just like the apostles, just like Paul, just like all the stories that we see in the Bible? Because they didn't have, you know, these planners, they didn't have Notion, they didn't have Google Calendar, so how do I bring these two things together? And what I realized is, it isn't about trying to mesh them together in a 50-50 sort of equilibrium, but about taking everything and putting it underneath God, giving it all up in surrender to Him. It isn't equalizing Him with the realm of self-help, but rather putting, you know, myself, the way that I develop myself, under this umbrella of God. And what's really helped me with this lately has been this podcast episode that I keep listening to. It is from Life Church. It's one of the messages from Craig Rochelle, one of his sermons, and he talks about true spiritual transformation and how spiritual transformation has to actually be spiritual. And it sounds, you know, so obvious. Oh yeah, like I want to transform my life spiritually. I want to have more faith. I want to do XYZ. I want to be healthier. Of course it has to be spiritual, but I realized that I hadn't actually thought about that. What does it mean to have a spiritual why? What does it mean to have a spiritual how? Because I've realized I can't just rely on my own action to drive purpose, to drive momentum forward in my life. I don't want my life to be built upon a foundation of my action. I want it to be built upon a foundation of God, of Jesus, of biblical truth. And that is where I want to be drawing transformation from. And I realized that on my own, you know, sure, I can build a couple of habits here or there, but the transformation that I have been wanting for my life, I haven't even known how to go about it. Because I've been trying to do it without God. I haven't been surrendering it all up to Him, giving it all up to Him. So that's what we're talking about today. How I'm going about that, how I'm stumbling through that, and how we can all just be doing this together. So one of the first things is to just start with brainstorming. You know, what are the things in your life that you want to transform? Whether that is procrastination, which is on my personal list, your fitness, your relationships with people, your negative self-talk, the way that you learn, the way that you sleep, your productivity, maybe a habit of Bible study, a habit of prayer, the way that you want to make decisions. These are all things that I wrote down on my own list. And then saying, what is my spiritual why for this? And this is really what changes things. This is your foundation. This is what drives you to actually create change in your life, because you know that echo stop. Okay, going away from that quick interruption. Where was I? Yeah, so when you have why, that is what's going to drive true transformation, true change. It isn't saying, oh hey, I wrote it down on a paper, this is what's going to drive true change in my life. No, it is a real why, a reason that will keep you going. So for each of these things, I'm working on creating a spiritual why. And the way that I'm doing that is I am searching for Bible verses to connect these things to. And I think it's going to take some time to find something for everything. But in the example of homemaking, I took it from Proverbs 31:21. It says, "She's not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household are clothed in scarlet." And from this, I draw my spiritual why of stewardship, of stewarding what God has given me, a household. Even going to the parable of talents, how do we steward what God has given us? How do we multiply? How do we take care of it? And another spiritual why is I want to be prepared. For if God gives me a husband, if God gives me children and a family, and also, yeah, just stewardship on my own. You know, maybe I will be single throughout my entire life. I could die next week, I have no idea. But taking care of the things that he's given me and trying to conform to the image of Jesus, trying to be this quote-unquote Proverbs 31 woman, a woman who seeks after the things of God and takes care of what he's given her. That is my spiritual why. And for an example of mentoring, of mentorship, there are verses, I can't remember exactly what they are, but somewhere in Timothy it talks about to teach the younger woman. And you know, there's always someone younger than you who's looking up to you, whether that's in the faith or in any other way, and you have the opportunity to influence them. So I would draw from that scripture, write that down, and say, you know, the truths that I pull from this, that is my spiritual why. In the example of fitness, I want my body to be a holy temple for the Holy Spirit. And something that I heard Craig Rochelle say in his message was, you know, I don't want to be putting trash in the temple of the Holy Spirit. And I was like, oh yeah, all these things I'm eating, it's not just about, you know, having a healthy body, but it's about honoring God. Is this what I want to be putting into the temple that he has given me to take care of? So a spiritual why can really just shift things, and I think it will. And then a spiritual how is something that I'm really still exploring. What does it mean to have a spiritual how? And I would recommend that you listen with me just on these messages from Life Church. There's a series going through it. I think it goes a few months back. But I started listening to that, and that is kind of my guide, my template for creating this spiritual transformation. And I feel like, you know, a spiritual how, it could be as simple as in a relationship, praying for the person beside you. Or maybe integrating patience, focusing on patience, and creating systems that just better allow you to do that. But not rooting it in, you know, a physical worldly thing, but rather something of God, whether it is a fruit of the Holy Spirit, or saying, okay, whenever I feel a temptation, I'm going to go to God in prayer, having a spiritual how. And then next, prioritize. So this kind of bothered me for a second last night when I was thinking about, well, if I prioritize one thing, does that mean that I'm not focusing on the others? Because all of these are good things that I know God wants me to have in my life. But at the same time, I'm like, well, if I don't prioritize anything, I'm not going to do any of them. So the way that I'm thinking about approaching this, and it's an imperfect method, but what I can think of right now is saying, okay, out of all of these, what is the most important right now? What does God want me to focus on the most right now? And picking that out and saying, okay, this is what I'm going to set my mind on. This is what I'm going to focus on throughout the day. Because it's not like we can focus on all these million things that we want to change all at once. And saying, okay, this is my focus. And as the other things come up that are not my priority, I will acknowledge them and do my best in them. But that is not what is going to be the top thing on my mind. Like, say my priority is my relationships, then yes, I can also look at opportunities for learning and say, okay, like, yes, I should be doing that. But that's not what's going to be going through my head the whole time. My priority is going to be prioritizing my relationships with my friends, with my family, with my parents, not going out and saying, okay, how do I learn this new thing? And how am I supposed to be going about this? And if we don't have priorities, then I feel like at a point you come into the year with like a million things and you don't get any of them done. So priorities are important, and it's just part of the process of planning for creating this change and taking this action. But this is pretty much all I have for you guys this week. I hope that this has been encouraging. I hope that, you know, we can go on this journey together, that this will be helpful to you. Let me know if you want continued updates on this journey of transformation, because I'm excited to embark on real, true spiritual change. But yeah, thank you so much for listening, and I will talk with you guys next week. All the best and all the blessings.